Since 2014, Kodiak has gotten more than 99% of its electricity from renewable energy using a combination of wind and hydro. It's part of a growing trend as cities around the nation aim for 100% clean energy, but most of those communities are connected to the country's major power grids, grids that depend on fossil fuel plants to keep them reliable. Kodiak doesn't have that option. Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk explains how they make it work.
To understand Kodiak's grid, it helps to check out the town's shipping crane, a black and orange beast on the Kodiak waterfront. And I am headed up, well, not to the very tippy top, but pretty high. My tour guide is Rick Kenyazhovsky with the shipping company Matson.
Make sure your hard hats are on pretty tight. Gets a little windy.
This crane serves the nation's second largest fishing port, loading freezer containers full of salmon and pollock onto ships. Plus, it handles just about anything else that needs to come in or out of Kodiak.
If you're buying it at Safeway, chances are we brought it in the night before.
And like everything else that runs off electricity here, this crane is entirely powered by renewable energy. So when Kenyazhovsky approached the head of the local utility to propose replacing Matson's old diesel-powered crane with a giant electric crane,
they said no. His eyes got really big, and he's like, I just don't see it, Rick. Everyone's TVs are going to brown out, and they're going to either hate you or they're going to hate us.
It was a big ask.
Jennifer Richcreek works for the local electric co-op.
The idea of having an electric crane, great, this is our vision, we're electrifying the town with renewable energy. But that load draw on a massive crane was huge. And so looking at it, it was a pretty daunting engineering task again.
And spoiler alert, they did figure it out with some seriously sci-fi stuff. We'll get to that later. The Kodiak Electric Association, or KEA, first set a goal of 95% renewable power back in 2007. And it was pretty ambitious. The Kodiak waterfront is lined with fish processors. Down the road is the nation's largest Coast Guard base. To the south is Kodiak's rocket launch facility. Those are a lot of energy users that need rock-solid, reliable, affordable electricity, which is not exactly what renewables were known for. But the co-op also had a major motivation, the cost of diesel. 10 years ago, Kodiak got about 20% of its power from diesel generators. The rest was hydro, so in a dry year, diesel use could spike. And the cost of diesel was very high and totally unpredictable. Businesses had trouble forecasting their electricity bill. Rich Creek says it was like being held hostage to diesel.
When you have that threat of a diesel bill hanging over your head every month, that is very motivating to find solutions.
So the co-op decided to try something Kodiak has a lot of, wind. In 2009, they installed the first 3 wind turbines. But wind is hard to work with.
Wind is a wild child. Wind is, it does as it pleases. You don't know when the wind is going to blow. You don't know how long it's going to blow. So it's unpredictable. It's variable. It's all over the place.
That's the opposite of how a traditional power plant works. With coal or natural gas, it's there when you need it. So KEA had to figure out how to make its wild child play nice. Specifically, they had to figure out how to manage the handoff from wind to hydropower. Wind might change intensity second to second. Meanwhile, the town's hydropower takes minutes to ramp up. The solution? A bank of batteries. Those can supply energy quickly while the hydro ramps up behind them. And the system worked pretty well. Then came the crane. Rick Kenyazhovsky tells me to hang on as the whole crane starts to move.
Hear that ringing? That means we're gantrying.
Gantrying, or moving sideways to line up with a cargo ship. If I look down and clutch the railing, I can watch the operator lift a container off the ship.
Oh, this is so cool.
Every time that crane lifts a shipping container, it's a massive, immediate pull on the grid. And when it drops that container, all that power comes rushing back. So here's where it gets a little sci-fi. Kodiak looked around and decided to try a flywheel. The flywheel is a massive piece of steel. I'll let Rich Creek explain.
There is a 6.5-ton spinning mass. It's in a frictionless vacuum chamber hovered by magnets, which is so cool.
The flywheel stores energy as motion. When there's a surge of energy onto the grid, it spins the flywheel, and it keeps spinning until that energy is needed again. Altogether, it's like a dance or an orchestra. Each piece is watching the rest and responding second by second, millisecond by millisecond. The wind drops suddenly and the flywheel kicks in. As the flywheel fades, the batteries step in. And behind it all, the hydro ramps up. And all of this is really unusual. To integrate lots of variable energy, like wind or solar, onto a grid, you need that moment-by-moment communication. And not many places have mastered it. But Rich Creek says this is the future.
The solutions are out there. They're outside the box. They may be different. But the industry is changing.
So what can Kodiak teach the rest of the world? We'll talk about that next time. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Kodiak.